You are loved. You are valuable to God. And that is all that matters. Your life has meaning and purpose. You are a child of God. I want to encourage you today. There is a way to more peace and more joy, a way to feel confident and hopeful again. Here, we offer hope and healing to women going through the most challenging seasons of their life. I'm your host, Tarina Chin, author, business owner, and most importantly, I'm a woman of God, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Remember, God has a plan for you to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. Today, I want to let you know something very important. Your life has meaning. Your life has purpose. When I think about how so many of us can forget that we are so valuable to God, and that is all that matters. No matter who doesn't see our worth or respect us the way that we should be respected, or love us the way we should be loved, or care for us the way we should be cared for, we have a Heavenly Father who loves us so much and who has given us a purpose and a plan. And that is why we are still here today, because there is so much that God wants to do through us if we will give Him our yes and our obedience. I think about Mary, who, when she got pregnant, before she was technically married, I'm sure she was shunned and looked down upon, and nobody understood what was happening. There was times when she had to run away with Joseph because her child, Jesus, was being threatened. So it's like, even someone so important like Mary, who birthed Jesus, was not taken seriously and was looked down upon, and people didn't see her worth, her value, and that she was carrying Jesus, the Son of God. In the early stages, people did not see her worth, and yet she was carrying the Son of God. Mary stayed humble and pure in heart, despite the backlash and hate and negativity that she must have got from others. I think about David. David was seen as somebody who was just a shepherd's boy. Nobody thought he could defeat Goliath. Nobody thought that he was strong enough or important. But yet God promoted him because God saw something in him, knew things about him that nobody else knew. Even though he was small, even though he didn't seem to have this outward appearance that could be a king, yet God knew he was a king. And God knew that his bravery and his compassion to protect his people was way bigger than people knew. And David was humble and devoted to God, and he believed strongly in God's power to protect him and his people. I think about Joseph. Joseph was thrown into a pit by his own brothers, flesh and blood, closest kin, didn't see his purpose and his value. But did that mean he didn't have value? No, absolutely not. Instead, he had massive value. So much value, in fact, that he became second in command in Egypt and saved his family from death because he was able to have compassion on them and give them food in a famine. But yet, his own brothers threw him in a pit because they didn't see or care about the massive purpose and value on his life. Or in his case, maybe they did and they were jealous. But yet David stayed humble, respectful, forgiving, and compassionate. Ruth was considered an outsider, but she was so loving and devoted and loyal to her mother-in-law, even though she was considered an outcast. But yet she was so passionate about following her mother-in-law's God because Ruth believed in her heart that God was real and wanted to follow him. And that's exactly what she did despite what other people thought about her. Rahab was a Canaanite prostitute. who helped the Israelite spies and was later protected by the Israelites when Jericho was conquered. She was outcasted completely by her own people because of the mistakes that she made and the things that she did. But yet God's people protected her and saved her family because of the faith that she had and the fear of the Lord that she had, that she believed in God and she wanted to help and protect the Israelites. Just because we may not feel like people care about us, or maybe we feel like nobody can see our worth, or maybe we feel like we fail at many things and people look down on us, or maybe we feel like we're not as far ahead in life as we would like to be, or we're not accomplishing these different things that we should have accomplished already. Maybe we just feel like we're behind, or we're not living up to some standard that the world has set, or that we are never going to reach our purpose because we're not good enough, or whatever these fears and thoughts and doubts and worries are. I just want to let you know that people may not understand your worth and your calling. Doesn't mean you don't have one. And in fact, sometimes when people treat you badly or reject you or try to push you down, is actually a sign that you do have a massive calling. And when you get these attacks mentally that you're not good enough and you don't know if you'll ever be able to do this or do that, or you get thoughts of not wanting to be alive or not knowing what to do next, or you just get stuck in your thoughts and negative thoughts, a lot of times that is a sign that you do have massive purpose, and that is why the enemy is attacking you so much. That's why the enemy is trying to stop you. That's why the enemy is trying to make you stuck, trying to make you feel like your life has no meaning, like you're just wasting your time and like you're not doing anything good with your life. That is the enemy's way of trying to keep you stuck, trying to keep you in a poor state of mind so that you don't move forward and do what God is calling you to do. So take that as a sign. If you're feeling any of those things, know that that's a sign that you have massive meaning and massive purpose in your life. And now is the time to press into God to figure out exactly what that is and how you can go about serving God and serving people in whatever way God is asking you to. I want to mention some commonalities I see between Mary, David, Joseph, Ruth, Rahab. I want to mention these commonalities because you may also find them relatable to you. So one commonality we see is that they're all humble. They're not like prideful and cocky and think they know it all. And I think that is such an important trait to have when you are doing the work of the Lord. To be humble, to know that you can have all these things that the world has to offer, but God ultimately is in control, and God gives and God takes away. So we can't put our trust in things, can't put our trust in money. We can't put our trust in material things or praise from outsiders or people. We just need to put our trust in the Lord Jesus. I see that all these people are kind and compassionate. And they forgive quickly, and they have a big heart for people that may have betrayed them. I see that all these people are respectful, even when people are not respecting them. And I see that they all believe in God, fear God, and were deeply committed to serving God. So I believe that if you have any of these traits, you believe in God, you fear God, you're deeply committed to God, or are thinking about being deeply committed to God, I believe that if you feel like you have any of these commonalities, that is another sign to say, wow, God wants to use me. Oftentimes, we're working towards our purpose or stepping into our calling. Oftentimes, we think that stepping into our purpose or stepping into our calling is going to be big and grand and miraculous or just something mind-blowing. And, you know, it can be at God's appointed time, it can be. But I think most times our purpose is simply in the day-to-day, doing what God is calling us to do each day and serving and doing what we can do. God is not going to ask us to do anything he knows we can't do. And I feel like the enemy does a good job at making us question, are we in the will of God? But I can assure you that You're going to be in the will of God when you feel peace about the things that you're doing. And at God's appointed time, purpose will reveal itself. But as you can see, purpose has nothing to do with what others think of us or how others see us or value us. Purpose has nothing to do with that. The only thing that matters is what God is calling us to do and how God sees us. And God sees us as his children, and he loves us, and we're valuable to him, and that is all that matters. So I want to give you these 3 tips on how you can begin to work towards your purpose and try to figure out what this looks like. If you feel this pressing that, okay, there's purpose, and you're trying to figure out what that is, then I want to give you a couple tips. Okay, number one, be consistent in working towards your goals, even if nobody notices or cares. So if there's something that God put on your heart to work towards, don't let the enemy convince you, oh, that's not working. Oh, that's not going anywhere. That's not getting anywhere. You know, in Colossians 3:23-24, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So you see here, we must keep going, working towards what we believe God is calling us to do, even when nobody notices, even when it seems like nobody cares, and even when it may seem like you're not getting anywhere. Don't let the enemy convince you to give up. Number 2, ask God to use you. This probably should have been number one, but ask God to use you. 1 Peter 4:10-11 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. This is saying that God has given you gifts. Whether you see them or not, God has given you gifts. So it is our job to ask God, what are those gifts and how would you like me to use them? And then begin using them to serve others and to teach others about the goodness of God. Number 3, be faithful with the little things. Luke 16:10 says, he who is faithful in very little thing is also faithful in much, and he who is dishonest in very little things is also dishonest in much. We have to ask ourselves, are we being faithful in the little things? The little things can mean simply, are we giving smiles to people in the store when we walk by? Are we giving when we can? Are we showing love, respect, kindness, humbleness, honesty? So we have to first be faithful in the little things that God is calling us to do, even when nobody is even there to give us praise over those little things. We still have to remain faithful in them, because then God can trust us with more and bigger and better, if that's what you want. Overall, I will end this by saying, you are loved. You are valuable to God, and that is all that matters. Your life has meaning and purpose. You are a child of God, which is the best title that we can have in this world. You are God's masterpiece. You were chosen for such a time as this, to be here on this earth right now to make a difference. Your life will not be wasted, and it has not been wasted. God wants to use you and continue to use you if you will let him. And without God, yes, life is meaningless without God. It's true, but with him, a life with him is full, it's meaningful, it's filled with hope and joy and a peace that we can never experience from anyone else or anything else in this world. But the very first step to all of this is to believe in Jesus. So if any of you have been listening here and you want to experience the goodness of God and you're ready to be truly transformed so that you can be more humble, more filled with faith, and so you can begin changing your life around to serve others and to be right with God, then I want you to pray this prayer with me. Father, today I choose you. I want to walk closely with you so I can get to know myself better and become all you have called me to be. Please forgive me for my sin. I believe your son Jesus died for me and rose again. Thank you for this new freedom. Thank you. And I love you and I need you every day for the rest of my life. Amen. I believe that if you prayed that prayer, God is going to turn your situation around and give you joy and peace like you never experienced before. God bless you, my friend. Please send this to someone who may need to hear it. Okay, cling to his promises and don't let go. Bye-bye.